I'm not sure what it's going to mean for me, in the future. But, we came out today to win the game. We came out to execute our game plan, and that's what we did. A lot of the credit goes to the O-line. The receivers got open. They made plays. And, everyone was just everyone kept fighting. And we did what we accomplished or we wanted to accomplish. And we did a nice job of not hanging our head. We kept answering them. So, it's very proud of the guys. And hopefully this gives us a lot of momentum going forward. I'd like to say yes, but definitely not. I think they just read me a couple of the things that we did today, and wow. I mean, it's just it was incredible. It's a great feeling, and just thankful for the opportunity. Thankful for the all the guys around me believing in me, and it's a great feeling.
After that first three and out, did you, in your wildest dreams, imagine?
Well, before the game, after the first drive, after the second drive, definitely never thought that it'd be a 6-touchdown game. But that's what it took. Got to give it up to Jordy and Driver and Jermichael, all the guys that made plays. I mean, they're making catches, breaking tackles, and just really, they have a nose for the end zone, and they did a really good job. And it's pretty incredible to, sit back and now see what we did in the game. But that's what was necessary, and that's what it took to win.
Matt, this week you said leading into the game that you didn't feel any extra pressure. Mm-hmm. Now that it's over with, has your tune changed? I mean, did you feel like this was sort of an audition or any extra pressure?
That's a mind game that you, have to stay away from leading up to the game, preparing for the game. I looked at it as this one game. I didn't look at it as trying to prove anything to anybody, or trying to, prove myself to the rest of the NFL. I didn't look at it like that. There's a lot ahead of this team, and a lot of great things ahead of this team this year. And so it was, that made it a lot easier to not look ahead and to, it's kind of cliche, but, take it one week at a time. And, that's kind of what we had to do. And that was my mindset. Yeah. No, it wasn't easy as it looked. They have a good defense, and but we had a good game plan going into it. We executed the no huddle in the first half very well, and leading up to the game, we kind of knew it was going to be bad weather. We thought the wind might be a little bit stronger than it actually was, so that made it a little bit easier, made it a little bit better, but. We did a good job of utilizing check downs, running backs, hitting the short stuff, and then they took it after there. I mean, Ryan Grant on a almost I guess what an 80-yard touchdown on just a screenplay. I mean, that's the kind of big plays that it was just that kind of day.
Was Aaron's input more valuable during the week or today?
Both. I mean, we talked all week. We talked all week about the no huddle situations. We mentally put drives together, all week leading up to today. We sat down last night for about an hour, talked about what we thought, different plays that we kind of wanted to get done, different things we wanted to do. And, then today, he was calling the plays in the no huddle and really staying into it. And he did obviously did a very good job.
Ever had a 6-touchdown game?
No. I had 4 touchdowns in the national championship game. That was the most. That was the only one.
Aaron was calling the plays in the no huddle?
He was calling a lot of the plays, getting into spots. And, he'd call the plays. He would either call the play or kind of give me some feedback, what he thought, and then we kind of went from there.
Any other chatter he was giving you?
Do what?
I said any other chatter he was giving you as you
We'll keep that between us, but he was kind of making me laugh out there. And, being Aaron, he's serious on the field, a goofball off the field. So he was it was good to have him in my ear.
Did you audible to the screen pass to Grant that went for a touchdown in the face of the blitz?
It's actually a throw. It's depending on what defense. I might throw the ball or I might throw the screen. And they ran a blitz right into the side. We had the screen called, and it's kind of a perfect timing on the call and according to what they were doing defensively.
Matt, oftentimes the hottest team ends up winning the Super Bowl. Do you guys feel like after a game football team. Feel like you had some good momentum rolling into the playoffs?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we would have felt like we had momentum going into the playoffs, you know, before this game, without this game happening. We have a great opportunity in front of us. We have a great team. And, you know, I think this just was kind of icing on the cake, helping us, you know, as we go into the playoffs.
You've had two excellent starts in the NFL, and this one, you get the win. I'm very happy for this one.
Yeah, it was, that's definitely, you know, played well last year when I started against New England. You know, we played well as an offense, but we didn't get it done. We didn't win the game. And we had too many mistakes that we made. And, you know, that was my goal. I mean, I knew I was 0-1 as a starter going into today. And, you know, that was my main focus all week. That was my main, you know, focus in the game. Do it if we had to run the ball 30 times or if we had to throw the ball. And so we got it done, and I'm extremely happy about that.
Is running a two-minute drill a whole lot of money?
I'm not thinking about that right now, but it's kind of a lot of guys are jumping on my back trying to, you know, be goofy and say things like that, but it's there's a lot ahead of this team right now.
Is running the two-minute drill the most fun that you have during the week, and how does that translate into today?
It is definitely fun. You know, it's one of those things that you don't get to do in practice. I haven't done it in practice since training camp, really. So it was good to do it this week. You know, the whole week was fun, just preparing, throwing with the guys, and doing our, you know, live drills during the week, and then today it was just. It's fun getting out there, calling the plays, just getting in the rhythm of the game. But that's what it's all about. That's a quarterback's best friend is the rhythm that he gets into and kind of just, you know, just feeling it out there and really seeing the defense, and it slows down for you a lot.
What is it about the system here that promotes this kind of success for Aaron and for yourself? It seems like no matter who's in here, the ball goes down the field.
We have a great offense. We have great coaches, and you know Mike has been here for a number of years now, and you know I've been here for four, and I've just seen the offense progress each year. Little things we do differently here and there that we've learned from the past that didn't work, and the offense has grown, and we're in an offense that best play available. So if we have a play called, and we don't have a good look, we think we have a better look somewhere else, then we can check it. We have the freedom to do that, and. I think that's what really helps us, and not to mention the weapons that we have all around us.
Does one of those touchdowns stand out for you? I mean, the game just ended, but, was there one you had a feeling about when you look back? Like, yeah, that was the one.
The last one.
Yeah.
The last one. It's a two-minute drill to go ahead, and that was pretty nice, pretty exciting, and I was pretty fired up afterwards.
What that throw to James? How big was that?
That was... That was a big play. Obviously, I mean, it got us to a position. It was third down, I think, but it got us into a position where, we could go for the touchdown now instead of kind of trying to set up the field goal to go to overtime. It was a double move. James ran a great route, got on top of him, and just threw it up there to him. And he did what he's coached to do, catch the ball over, the outside shoulder, and that's what happened. So it set us up very nicely to try to go for the win.
Did you feel that was your best throw today?
I haven't thought about it, but yeah, that was probably the best one, but I haven't really looked at it.
What did you have called when Sue jumped offside and gave you that first down? What was the play going to be?
I think it was that same play that I hit James on. That was, we kind of had that called, a double move on the outside. So it was, he jumped off sides, and you like to get those. We had a touchdown earlier in the game. You like to get those where you can keep the play going, but he made contact, so they had to blow a dip.
Going to be a little bit hard to sit down after the game you had?
Do what?
Is it going to be a little bit hard to take a seat next week?
No, not at all. I mean, we got the best quarterback in the NFL, as a starter here, so it's not hard at all. And he's, he's the heart and soul of this team and the leader of this team, so it's pretty easy to take a back seat and watch him play, and I'm excited to, see what he does in the playoffs. I in the locker room, that's when I heard about it. And, it's humbling. It's, I'm honored to, have the opportunity to do it. And, just think of all the great quarterbacks that have come through here. It's, it's very humbling. And, thank everybody around me and everything. It's just, I couldn't have done it, obviously, by myself. But there's weapons all around me. and the line did a great job. And you know, it was just one of those games where it got to a shootout. We just kept having to match each other. So that's, you know, kind of why you saw the numbers that you did. You know, I'm not really thinking about that. There's too much ahead of this team right now to speculate on anything past the season. So that's something that I'm not going to fall into the trap of doing. And it's something that, you know, I guess I'll address, you know, when it's all over. But, you know, there's a lot ahead of us and a great opportunity for us.
Last question for Matt. Matt, when did you find out you were going to start? What was kind of your reaction?
We kind of had the feeling all week. You know, I don't think it was ever specifically said, but, you know, that was kind of the feeling all week. And then towards the end of the week, you know, I kind of knew for sure that I was going to get the start. And, you know, I was just excited. I mean, you know, last year in New England, that was the best time I've had since, you know, I was in college. You know, I just love the game. I love playing it. It's just a lot of fun out there taking live bullets and seeing a different color jersey. So it was, you know, a great experience and something I'll definitely take a lot from and learn from.